at you. My ain't it you try to kill like that twin on my thumb? Real nice, a bloody show is fun. Come on, baby, drive crazy. Goodness gracious, this is great, balls of fire.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Quite a mixed bag of messy weather kicking in this long President's Day weekend. CBS News New York meteorologist John Elliott has more.
Torrential rain, Kentucky and Tennessee. Then you see that risk of severe weather push into the Carolinas. All the while, we're dealing with winter weather with snow and ice in parts of the mid-Atlantic.
In Southern California, the heaviest rain so far in a year has triggered mudslides near communities devastated by the Eaton wildfire. The storm buried several roads and cars in mud and debris. European leaders at the Munich Security Conference are discussing the war in Ukraine. CBS's Anna Noriskevich is attending the conference.
While President Donald Trump's administration is advocating for swift peace negotiations with Russia, European leaders, alongside Ukrainian President Zelensky, stressed the importance of maintaining Ukraine's sovereignty and caution against fast agreements that could undermine regional stability.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's president is calling for the creation of an armed forces of Europe, saying the United States might not be counted on to support Europe. The exchange of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners continued in Gaza today amid concern over whether the fragile ceasefire deal will hold. The BBC's Debbie Ross has details.
Three more Israeli hostages were handed over by Hamas during a ceremony in Khan Yunis in which they were surrounded by masked gunmen. In return, Israel released about 370 Palestinian prisoners. Most had been held in Israeli jails without charge.
Some of the Palestinian prisoners released by Israel were serving life sentences. Abortions are set to resume in Missouri. CBS's Michael Toscano has the story.
Jackson County Circuit Judge Jerry Zhang blocked regulations on abortion providers that effectively stopped them from being able to deliver services. Voters had approved putting abortion rights into the state constitution, but several strict regulations were kept in place while a lawsuit by abortion rights advocates worked its way through the system. Clinics expect to be back in operation this coming week.
West Texas is experiencing a measles outbreak amid a drop in vaccination rates. KHOU-TV's Stephen Goen reports.
Over the past 3 weeks, at least a dozen cases of measles were reported by the State Department for Health and Human Services. Across the state, the vaccination rate for kindergartners was at around 97% before the pandemic. It's now at 94.3%, just below the level of herd immunity.
Health officials say this is the largest measles outbreak in nearly 30 years. Most of those infected are children. Many have been hospitalized. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A wellness center for first responders is expected to be a model for communities nationwide.
A new headquarters building for the Charleston, West Virginia Fire Department will include a physical and mental health fitness center. Mental health workers will also be on site to help first responders, including Fire Captain Austin Smith, decompress.
We're all just like everybody else. We're just normal folks. We have some extra training. We have a passion to help people. But in the end of the day, we're all the same. We have the same stresses, the same anxieties, the same same worries that everybody else has.
Three firefighters in the Charleston, West Virginia area took their own lives last year. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The parent company of President Trump's social media site, Truth Social, says it lost more than $400 million last year, and its annual revenue declined 12%. Trump Media and Technology Group blamed its losses in part on a revenue-sharing agreement with an undisclosed advertising partner. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with a few flurries and snow showers, minor additional accumulations, breezy with lows in the low 20s. Only in the mid-20s tomorrow, flurries end in the morning, cloudy sky for the afternoon. Much colder for next week. Current temp is 30.
Yeah, absolutely. 98 years. WRJN has provided local news and now these great timeless hits that you're listening to. And listen to Don Rosen, weekday 6 to 9 a.m. coming up Monday. Joycelyn Fish, Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild, and Shabana Muhammad, the narrator of their latest production. And in this corner, Cassius Clay. Remember who that was? I do. Here's the Stones, Honky Tonk Women on WRJN.
Gentle bar of Queen Elizabeth. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to pee me right across her shoulder. 'Cause I just can't seem to drink you off my mind.
Radio Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Gotta have all your loving. Johnny Rivers at WRJN. You know, Kurt Vollman, you know who he is, right? Yeah, he's the guy on from 2 to 6 every afternoon on weekdays. He talks to some of the most fun people in Racine every afternoon from that time slot, 2 to 6. It's from music to the arts to theater and nonprofit causes. Kurt is in touch with people who make Racine home. That's right, they call it home and they're there. It's Homeward Bound weekdays at 2 with Kurt Vollman here on WRJN.
As I remember what night. Oh, what a night. dollar, rabbit's foot on a string. The happiness and your warm caress, no rabbit's foot can bring. You come on and be my little good luck charm. You sweet delight, I want a good luck charm.
Soul Sister Supreme, number one. That's what they called her, too, back in the day. Aretha Franklin here at WRGN with all these great timeless hits. You know, rock and roll never forgets. It really doesn't. It really doesn't. And we're thinking about Terry Havel. Yeah, he hasn't been here, but he's coming back. He's definitely coming back, so hang tight for that. Make an appointment to join Terry for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets. I mean, he's, you know, the one-hit wonders, the slow groove, the groovy instrumental. Trying to remember all these. One of these days I'm going to, because it's not written down here. Saturdays he's on from 10 to 2 here at WRJN. You'll hear the stories behind the stars of the ones we play all the time, and some songs you might have forgot along the way. Entertaining and educational is what it is. Rock and Roll Never Forgets with Terry Havel, Saturdays here from 10 until 2.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Make a dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart living in misery. Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy. One can be alone in a car like an island he's all alone. Two can make it just for any place.
My old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share.
It's Rick Johnson at WRJN, Tommy James and the Shondells with Timeless Hits. And I've got that four-letter word I'm going to throw around again. That's right, snow. Mm-hmm. About maybe an inch or so. Steady temperatures around the 30s. For tonight, cloudy, chance of light snow till early morning. Then again, there's that four-letter word, likely, early in the morning. Accumulation up to about 2 inches of total snow. So it's not going to be bad. 1 to 3 inches somewhere in there. Not going to be too bad at all. Just know that it's going to be one of those things that makes the roads nasty and all the salt. And make sure you've got your windshield washer all cleaned up with plenty. 34 degrees currently at WRJN Radio Park. And here's Stevie Wonder.
Baby, everything is all right. I'm tight. Now the News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Yeah.
Mr. Tambourine Man. The birds you spoke, we listened. They're back again. Local news and all these great timeless hits here on WRJN. You know, you listen to all these great timeless hits, right? You're singing along. I see you tapping your foot and enjoying them, you know, from the 60s and 70s here at WRJN. But there's even more timeless hits Sunday mornings, A Man and His Music, and I'll tell you about it. WRJN presents Lou Regani with Music of the Stars. Now, there were people up before Buddy and Elvis and the Beatles. There was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Julie Andrews, just a whole host of others. And if you listen to Lou, he puts it all together with a little meaning and a little fun. From the bizarre to the great. He's got some great show tunes, too, just along the way. Check it out tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. It's Music of the Stars over the entire Civic Media Network. And it's here just for you. 7 until noon with Lou Regani here at WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core Ultra processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's dell.com/deals.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day.
They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Lydna Kenyon. It's a mixed and messy weather picture across the Mid and Deep South. CBS meteorologist Andrew Kozak has the story.
Wind, rain, and snow extending from Maine all the way down toward the Ohio Valley, Kentucky, Tennessee, and then especially the Deep South later on this Saturday evening down toward Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. Severe weather. Very rare for this time of year. We could be looking at large outbreaks of tornadoes, flash flooding.
Ukraine's President Zelensky tells the Munich Security Conference the time has come to create a European army, saying Europe cannot rely on America to support its defense. Ukraine's former foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba spoke at today's session.
To the best of my knowledge, no one is talking about real security guarantees now. What is being discussed are extended ways of providing military assistance to Ukraine.
In Khan Yunis, Gaza, crowds surrounding a bus of newly released Palestinian prisoners. In exchange, Hamas released three more Israeli hostages, including one Israeli American. But will there be more hostages released? That's the burning question for Vicky Cohen, whose 20-year-old son is still being held captive in Gaza.
I hope Benjamin Netanyahu will do the best for all of the side.